Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We started off the morning talking about kangaroo meat.
Go figure.
The way I understand kangaroos, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about kangaroos. They're just big. They're just big like rats, right? I mean,
they're like a more of a groundhog, aren't they?
With a tail.
They peck. They eat out a lot. They're complicated.
They are.
They carry their babies in a bag in their belly.
Man, wouldn't that be weird?
They're a mammal.
Yeah, they're a marsupial.
But you're right with their diet and stuff. I think they fall in like
squirrel,
like a giant bouncing squirrel.
So a high school in Nebraska, they got sick because they were eating chili made with kangaroo meat mixed with beef last week.
Yeah, in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said they added the kangaroo meat for its nutritional value and because it's a lean cut.
Well, yeah, but wherever makes our food, do they got like a closet with some kangaroo in there?
Kangaroo was approved by USDA inspectors. The government went, yeah, serve up some kangaroo.
This went by committee and it passed.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I missed that boat. Hey, who all wants to have kangaroo in your food? Put your hand in there.
I don't know, but if people start eating kangaroo meat, like on the regular, like everybody's eating it, if they don't make kangaroo Hot Pockets, something's wrong.
Oh, my gosh. There's a little baby in it.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
No, I meant like a toy, for a kid.
Yeah, that's not a choking hazard. We found out today, too, what age you actually become middle-aged. Well, according to this study, it's when you hit 47.
That's young.
I thought so, too, as somebody who's
dang near
just 2 years away from it.
We're both close to that.
But then I read the signs that you're middle-aged, and I'm almost batting 100 on them.
Okay.
First thing is you start noticing a lot of your coworkers are young enough to be your kids. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Some of these tech kids they hire here.
I know.
And we call them kids.
Yeah. You have a harder time tolerating other people's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you're giving.
I'm getting there. I still like nonsense, though. So I'm giving myself a half point on that one. You notice wrinkles and gray hair. Yes, yes, yes.
Dang.
You thought you'd never need glasses, but you do now, don't you, Tony?
Hush. Yes. I need my readers.
You realize you're older than most of the actors and musicians you like.
Dang, that is true.
Going on a cruise suddenly sounds like a lot of fun. That's not me. No. I feel trapped on a cruise.
I've never wanted to go on one.
You've started to really enjoy spending money on boring home improvement projects like putting in a new fence or new flooring.
That's exactly what
two people who were once putting in a new fence and once putting in flooring.
At this right moment.
Yeah, at this moment, yes. You've accepted the fact that you'll never fit into your old clothes again.
Dang.
You suddenly love going to stores like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, my gosh.
And number 10 is you're more passionate about politics than ever before. That's the one I am definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of politics. I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It stinks.
That's as far as it goes, as far as the just gives you the top 10. But
guilty.
I imagine
both of us.
Number 11 is wearing Crocs with socks.
Wait a minute. Now,
what that?
If they match,
you need glasses and you wear Crocs and socks, dude. You are middle aged.
Cool, they're cool Crocs,
dude. You're middle aged. Admit it.
I was listening to your little survey about being middle aged.
Yeah.
And I'm just turned a little past middle age Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I'm not getting older. My kids are.
Yeah.
They're about to hit middle age.
Yeah. Something else I noticed about getting close to middle age is I make noises when I sit down now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Every time I sit down, I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah, me too, but
mine's nose hair.
I got just a little bit older than you, but here's another one too. When you turn, you're middle aged and getting older.
What's that?
You can tell when your brains are in your butt.
Your brains
because you get up to in your butt, yeah. Uh-huh. You get up to go do something, and you can't remember what you went to do. And then as soon as you sit down, you jump back up. Oh, I remember what I was going to do now.
Oh, because when you sit down, it pushes your brains back up to your head.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Good point. And if the Property Brothers can have their own sitcom, that's going to open it up to more TV shows that were maybe reality shows, or maybe they weren't sitcoms to begin with, to be sitcoms now, don't you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
Wonder what Unsolved Mysteries would sound like.
The words diabolical and psychopath bring to mind the lurid villains from horror movies. Out of control, glassy-eyed, unkempt maniacs. Real-life psychopaths bear little resemblance to these movie madmen. They hold jobs, shop for groceries, and appear no different than the rest of us, most of the time.
Only the minority of psychopaths are actually violent. There are people who are vice presidents of corporations, who step over the competition, whose backstabbing is only figurative.
One of the social dangers that psychopaths...
Also had another scary story in five words.
And now, a very spooky presentation from Jason and Tony. Scary stories in five words.
Smell my finger, it's gross.
Ooh, scary. Scary stories in five words from Jason and Tony.
Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Broposal. A broposal is when a bro finds a special bro that he wasn't a bro with yet. So the bro says, yo, be my bro, bro. Broposal.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
And the best country lyric never written today could actually be used as a pretty decent pickup line.
Use it, fellas.
I mean, if you're desperate.
You can.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
You're the milk to my dud and the gob to my stopper. You're the big to my Mac. And the flame to my whopper.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Also, Tony had a great pump-up speech for everybody playing football tonight, or maybe you just needed it at work today.
Okay, you goofy grizzly bears, gather around. Big game tonight, and I had planned on the usual speech where I call you morons and break things. But then I realized, you know what? I hadn't told you all this, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, men. Sure, we've had our lows, injuries, losses, and that one kid eating cereal out of the plunger. That's weird, but I'm proud of you. One time I was in a spelling bee, and my dad was in the front row. They gave me one of them hard words, and to this day, I still spell bus with two S's on it, but I got it wrong. Sure, my dad was disappointed, and yeah, sure, he tried to assault the judge with a fire extinguisher, but when we got home, my dad looked at me and said, son, well, he thought bus had two S's too, but he also said, son, I'm proud of you. They're just words, and spelling them right don't matter. It don't matter as long as you got L-U-V. I'm proud of you, men. So get out there and play your best playing stuff in that game. Be good sportsmen. Don't pick your nose in front of girls and wave at your mamas. See you on the field, men.
And we'll leave you today with today's
real good.
There is a guy in Indiana. He's terminally ill, and it's coming toward the end of his time, which is always a sad time. Mm-hmm. He recently wanted his favorite pizza from a place called Steve's one last time.
Aww.
But it was 200 miles away in Michigan, so his father-in-law called to see if there was any way they could get a pizza to him. Well, an 18-year-old employee named Dalton Schaefer offered to make the delivery, 200-mile delivery.
18-year-old boy named Dalton.
I know there's a lot of older people that think, you know, these millennials, there's some that are great. And we're talking about one right here, and his name's Dalton. The crazy part is it's a takeout place, so this was their very first delivery. So it's not like Dalton was a delivery guy, and he's going to get paid anyway.
This is all just love. This is all.
This is just Dalton doing it because it was the right thing to do. Here's Dalton about how it all went down.
He said that his family was thinking about coming up and grabbing pizza and things like that, but due to the circumstances, they weren't able to do that. I offered to bring pizza to them. The family came up, gave me a hug, everything like that, and it was cool. You know, the expressions on their face and everything like that is really cool. Anybody that's watching this, just to keep them in mind and pray for them, and I hope the best for them.
Wow. Dalton, you are real good. Thanks for listening to today's episode of In Case You Missed It.